Hi, welcome to the Potter's Roundtable. This is Pottery Shorts, a series of short pottery topics done on the fly.
Welcome to the Potter's Roundtable, a monthly podcast where we share our passion for the ceramic arts and a collection of topics specific to potters. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Pottery Shorts. I'm Phil Bernberg, and this topic is, why does plaster set? Well, plaster of Paris, meaning in this case the dry powder, is actually chemically calcium sulfate hemihydrate. Here's that old demon chemistry. That's the formula for the dry plaster of Paris. And by the way, if you're this is calcium sulfate and a half a water molecule. Well, this doesn't literally mean that there's a half a water molecule there. This is just a ratio. So another way of writing this, I could write it this way. So instead of having 1.5, I have 2 and I have 1. It's just a ratio, that's all. But this is why it's called hemihydrate, because there's essentially, according to that formula, there's only half a water molecule. Plaster Paris, the dry powder, is made by heating or calcining. Oh, let me put that on the board. Calcining the mineral gypsum to remove part of the water. So the chemical formula for gypsum is this. So this is gypsum, and if I heat it up just the right amount at the right temperature, I can remove part of the water and turn it into this, which is plaster. Okay, well, when the plaster powder is added to water, part of the plaster actually dissolves in the water and then crystallizes out as gypsum again. So you add the plaster to the water, and when you add it to the water, it picks up water, but it actually dissolves, absorbs water, and then crystallizes out as gypsum again, as the plaster is setting. You've added the powder to the water, and now you're mixing it, and as more crystallizes out, more of it dissolves. It doesn't all dissolve at once. So some of it dissolves and crystallizes out, then more of it dissolves and more of it crystallizes out, until finally all of the plaster has actually gone through that process of dissolving and crystallizing out. And in that process, as these new crystals form, the mix of the water and the plaster gets thicker and thicker and finally gets stiff enough where we say it has set. So that's what setting is. Setting is the formation of these crystals.
Thanks for watching this video. Please like, subscribe, and share it with your friends. And consider becoming a patron of our channel. Visit www.patreon.com and search for the Potter's Roundtable. Any amount you give will support the creation of a digital library of educational videos and podcasts to support artists, potters, and educators now and into the future. If you would like more information about our membership studio, classes, events, and multimedia productions at Washington Street Studios, visit our website at www.hfclay.com.
The new crystals that form are actually sort of needle or blade shaped. And since they're so crowded together, they actually become interlocked, so that if you could look at under a microscope at the plaster, these blades, when I say blade, I mean something sort of shaped like that rather than necessarily shaped like that. But they're similar. They're long and thin. And so they become interlocked as the plaster is sitting. This is one of the things that makes the plaster strong. It isn't just particle little round balls packed together. It's all these needles laced sort of together as they crystallize out. So, and also finally, as the plaster is setting and these crystals are forming, heat is generated. You may have noticed that as plaster sets, it gets warmer. The speed of the setting can actually be increased by adding something that helps new crystals form faster. So, for example, and one of the things that can do this actually is old, already set plaster, which sounds kind of weird. But if I have plaster in there already, which is gypsum, the gypsum encourages the formation of the new gypsum crystals. So it actually speeds up the process. And this is called an accelerator. And there are lots of different materials that you can add to plaster to speed up the set. And they're sold on for commercial uses as they're called accelerators. And the speed can also be slowed down by adding something that blocks the formation of new crystals. These materials are called retarders. And again, these include certain organic materials, certain organic compounds. And again, these are also sold commercially because for some processes, they actually want to slow down the setting of the plaster to give them more time to handle the plaster. Maybe you're pouring it into a form and it takes a lot, it's a large form and it takes a long time to really fill the form. Well, then you don't want the plaster starting to set until the form is completely filled. So you would want to just, in a controlled way, you'd want to slow down the set of the plaster. When you're making the plaster, if you add too much water to it, the excess water fills in the space between the new crystals, and they don't get a chance to interlock as much. So in other words, by having all this extra water there, you've separated the crystals more. They don't get a chance to intergrow. And so the result is the plaster is more porous because that's where when it dries out, where the water was, that's now a space. And it also, the plaster is generally a lot lower strength. It's weaker. If not enough water is added, then not all the plaster can actually dissolve in the water and recrystallize it. So you sort of run out of water before all the plaster has had a chance to dissolve and recrystallize. The water essentially gets used up. And again, this makes the final plaster weaker because essentially I have plaster in there, which is still the original powder. It hasn't gone through this recrystallization process. Set plaster, let's say you've made something out of plaster, the plaster has set, and now you've used it to make something, and it might be something, let's say, like a slip casting mold. Plaster is used very often to make molds for slip casting because it's porous and it can absorb the water. So if you made a slip casting mold, or maybe you've made a slab for use on a wedging table, well, the plaster actually gets softer and weaker when it's exposed to water for applications such as this, because every time it gets wet, a small amount of the plaster dissolves. And so it weakens the bonds between where all these crystals are touching. It weakens the bond between all these little crystals. And so the overall plaster gets more porous and weaker and softer with time, with usage. Every time it gets wet, it gets a little softer and a little weaker over time. The final topic I wanted to mention here is the fact is, like, why does plaster go bad during storage? Well, in a related way, what happens is the plaster gradually absorbs water from the air, and a little bit of it recrystallizes just sitting in the bag or sitting in the container. And it doesn't, because it's just a little bit, it doesn't form this rigid interlocking network. You just have individual particles of plaster changing and recrystallizing to form crystals, but it still remains pretty much a loose powder. So now after a while, the plaster that's in the bag or in the container is now a mixture of new plaster and set plaster. Okay? Well, when that plaster is used, the set plaster acts as an accelerator for the other plaster, and the plaster sets too quickly, and you form weak plaster because you don't get a chance to get all this interlocking again. So the plaster seems to set a lot faster, and it also produces a weaker plaster. If a lot of the plaster has already been recrystallized, because maybe the plaster has sat for a couple of years in a damp basement, not enough of the new crystals can form. So yes, the remaining plaster goes through the process and makes new crystals, but there aren't enough of them to really bond the material together. So again, the final plaster is weak. So the important point here is that plaster really needs to be stored under very dry conditions so it doesn't gradually rehydrate and crystallize over time. I hope this has been useful, and thank you for joining us today. Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the presentation, please like it and subscribe to our channel and share it with your friends. This way we get more viewers of our videos. Also, check out our website, www.hfclay.com. We'd really like to thank our patrons for supporting our educational efforts, such as these videos. And if you'd like to consider becoming a patron, go to patreon.com and look for the Potter's Roundtable.
The Potter's Roundtable is brought to you by Washington Street Studios and our patrons. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and tell your friends. If you want to learn more about Washington Street Studios and shared studio memberships, please visit our website at www.hfclay.com. Thank you, and we'll see you again next time on the Potter's Roundtable.